Thank you, Diana. Take out your hymn book, please, to number 373. The light of the world is Jesus. Let's all stand, please. 373. 373, please.
The whole world was lost in the darkness of sin. The light of the world is Jesus. Like sunshine at noonday, his glory shone in. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, tis shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus. No darkness have we who in Jesus abide. The light of the world is Jesus. We walk in the light when we follow our guide. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, 'tis shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus. Ye dwellers in darkness with sin-blinded eyes, the light of the world is Jesus. Go wash in his bidding and light will arise. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, 'tis shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus. No need of the sunlight in heaven, we're told. The light of the world is Jesus. The Lamb is the light in the city of gold. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, 'tis shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Wednesday makes how many years, Jerry and Martha? 60. 60. And I'm proud of Jerry because he whispered it as Martha said it. He knew too. Practically newlyweds. That's neat. Thank you for coming today. We're going to connect some dots with the Lord's help today and the help of His Word. We're going to connect some dots from country to Christ to what we're doing on Sunday nights this summer. And may the Lord bless us all with the witness of His Word. It's like Will said, the whole Bible is God's witness. To himself and to his son, to our salvation. And I just was thrilled as I looked at the passages that we're going to look at today, and I hope you'll follow along with me. This week, we celebrated another birthday for our country, number 241, and the flags were flying and the fireworks were popping, even where they weren't supposed to pop in the city limits and all through the night when it's not so convenient. But we celebrated our country again. We had Flag Day in June. We love our country. We appreciate our flag and how beautiful whenever we see it flowing in the breeze under sunny blue skies. And we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. Why is our flag so beautiful to us? Why is it so important to us? And to the republic for which it stands. Our flag is so special to us because it is a symbol of all that America is. It's an emblem. It's a sign. It's a banner. And how many have given their lives for our freedom under our flag? And so the flag is very special to us because of all that it represents. Connecting dots. On Sunday nights this summer, we are studying the names of God. There are 40 Hebrew names in the Old Testament for God. The reason those names matter is because they are a witness, as Will was talking about, to who God is and what He wants to do for us. His names tell us all about who He is and what He wants to do for us. In studying the names of God, to present some of them again tonight, we've covered 11. We'll get through the 40 eventually. I came to name number 16 in my outline. For those of you back tonight, we'll work on 12, 13, and 14, and maybe 15. But when I studied 16, the Lord moved me to want to share it with you all on Sunday morning and not wait for a Sunday night. The name of God that we're concentrating on today is Jehovah Nissi. Nissi means banner or flag or emblem or symbol. Jehovah is the memorial name of God in Scripture. Jehovah appears over 7,000 times in the Bible. Jehovah is the name so sacred, so high, so holy, the Jews know it as Yahweh, and traditionally they would not even speak it or write it. So high and holy did they revere the name of God, Yahweh, which is transliterated Jehovah. Jehovah means, it comes from Hava, the Hebrew verb to be or being. Jehovah is the I am. Jehovah is the eternally, ever, always the same existing one. Jehovah means God is, He is independent of anyone else or anything else. He is self-existent. He is unchanging. He is the great I am, past, present, future. He controls time. He created time. Jehovah is the great I am, the one who is and who is unchanging. I want you to turn in Exodus chapter 17 to where we're introduced to the name Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah the Lord, Nissi, our flag, our banner, our ensign, our standard banner bearer. Exodus chapter 17, you'll remember the story of the battle in Moses' hands. A root idea behind the Hebrew Nissi, the root of it is hand upon the throne of God. You'll see why. Exodus chapter 17, beginning at verse 8. I started out talking about the American flag. Before we're done, we're going to talk about the Christian flag, and there's a real good reason from Scripture why. Exodus 17:8. The Amalekites Israel's perpetual enemy, generation after generation, from the time of Abraham to the time of Hezekiah, 2000 BC to 700 BC, the Amalekites came up and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, "Choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands." The Israelites are with Moses in the wilderness. The Amalekites are a marauding people. So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. Remember this curious battle, interesting battle? Moses is on the hill over the battlefield when his hands are up to God, appealing to God for help, in praise to God, in petition to God. The Israelites are winning. If his hands come down, then the battle turns. It's also symbolic. Israel was dependent upon the hand of God. The Amalekites set their hand of rebellion against God and against God's people Israel. God's hand is what Moses is appealing to. That's the importance of the upraised hands. Verse 13, so Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. Verse 12, when Moses' arms got tired, Aaron and Hur helped out. Verse 14, then the Lord said to Moses, write this on a scroll. Okay, this is God's idea. This is God's revelation. As something to be remembered, a memorial. And make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out all the memory of Amalek from under heaven. Verse 15, Moses built an altar and he called it, according to God's revelation, who told him to write it, the Lord is my banner, Jehovah Nissi. God reveals a new name, Jehovah Nissi. The everlasting, eternal, always the same God is my banner, is my flag, is my standard bearer, is my ensign. An ensign is a symbol of a nation or a kingdom. An ensign is a badge of honor, power, rank, authority. The Lord is my banner, my standard, my ensign. Verse 16. He said, for hands were lifted up to the throne of the Lord. Kind of reminds me when we're watching a baseball game and sometimes you see a Christian athlete as he's done something successful on the field and he'll raise his hands to God like this. You've seen that? Or you've seen a football player go into the end zone and he's accomplished something he wanted to on the playing field and he points to heaven. It's because of the Lord. God enabled me to do this. The praise goes to him. You see Christian athletes in different areas publicly do that. Well, Moses' arms are raised to God, appealing to the hand of God for victory. Victory is with the Lord, victory in Jesus. And so the outstretched, upraised hands represent that the Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is my strength. This is such a neat name. Nissi will appear 21 more times in our Old Testament. And for this, I want you to turn with me to Psalm chapter 20. God reveals a name. I am Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, thy flag, the Lord, thy banner. Believe me, it just gets better. Psalm 20, beginning at verse 4. May he, the Lord, give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. That's a nice verse. We will shout for joy when you are victorious and will lift up our Nissi, our banners, in the name of our God, the name of our God, the banner, Jehovah, the Lord, your flag, your banner, your standard bearer. May the Lord grant all your requests. See, it's associated with God providing for and helping his people. Look at verse 6. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. It goes right along with the battle story in Exodus. God saves with his powerful hand. He saves from heaven when people look to him. He is our deliverer. He is our banner. And so look at verse 7. We love it. We quoted it last week. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. We pray for our country. We pray for our military, as Marvin has done again today. But our trust is in the Lord. That's why we pray for them. We're trusting God, who has blessed us with the most powerful military in the world, but our trust is in God to take care of the military, who takes care of us. We don't trust only in our military. We trust in the God who enables America to be all that it is, militarily, economically, otherwise. But isn't it interesting? The Nisi is here. God is our flag. He's our banner. He's our standard bearer. He's our ensign. He's the symbol of our help. Look at Psalm chapter 60, another place where Nisi shows up. Psalm 60, verse 4. The Lord reveals himself as Jehovah Nisi. But for those who fear you, Psalm 60, verse 4, how much in Proverbs did we talk about the fear of the Lord? It is respect for God, reverence for him. But for those who fear you, you have raised a Nisi, a banner, a flag. You're our protector. You're our deliverer. To be unfurled. We rest under the flag of God, under the banner of God, under the help of his protection, his strong hand. It's all tied in. Look at the hand in verse 5. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. Deliver us, Lord, from sin, from self, from guilt, from death, from hell. Deliver us from all kinds of bondage. Last week we talked about the Bible is the Christian's declaration of independence, all the freedom it gives to us by faith. Nisi, God is our flag, our banner, our help, our protector. Jehovah Nisi. Let's go to Isaiah, please, chapter 5, verse 26. It just gets better. It keeps getting better. Isaiah chapter 5, look at the end of verse 25. Going to do this quick. All right. It's talking about the upraised hand. God's hand upraised, even though he's disciplined his people for their sin. And then look at verse 26, we're in Isaiah 5. He, the Lord, lifts up a banner, Nisi, for the distant nations. He whistles for those, he calls for those at the end of the earth. Here they come swiftly and speedily. It's talking about when Jehovah Nisi comes to reign. We're going to see before it's over, Jehovah Nisi is Jesus. We're going to see it. He is going to come and he is going to reign over the world and he is going to call the nations unto him. Look at Isaiah chapter 11, where we find our banner again, our flag. Isaiah 11. Verse 10, the root of Jesse, Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, Jesse, the father of David. Isaiah 11 talks about the wonder of the millennial kingdom when Jesus reigns for 1,000 years after the great tribulation period. We were talking about it in Matthew last Thursday night. Talks about the wonder of this world recreated at that time. Then look at verse 10, Isaiah 11. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner, Nisi, a flag. The King James says an ensign. For the peoples, the nations, will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious. In that day, the Lord will reach out his hand a second time to reclaim the remnant that is left of his people, the Jews from all over the world. It names all these countries. He's going to bring the Jews back, even from the far islands of the sea, from all the world. Jesus and his kingdom will bring them back. Verse 12, here's Nisi again. He will raise a banner for the nations and gather the exiles of Israel. He will assemble the scattered people of Judah from the four quarters of the earth. Jesus comes to reign, and he is the emblem of power, the symbol of provision. He is the banner of the world. His flag will rule over all. He is Jehovah Nisi, the one who provided victory in the early pages of the Bible, who provides victory today, who will provide victory in the last pages of the Bible. Isaiah 49. And 23. This is what the sovereign Lord says. This is not Isaiah making this stuff up. This is a faithful prophet who was executed for his faithfulness by Manasseh, wicked king over Israel, who later repented. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Isaiah was faithful to report it. See, I will beckon to the Gentiles, not just the Jews. I will lift up my banner, Nisi, to the peoples, all of them, and will bring your sons in their arms and carry your daughters on their shoulders. The kings of the earth will be your foster fathers, he says to the Israelites, and the queens of the earth your nursing mothers. They will bow down before you with their faces to the ground. They will lick the dust at your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those whose hope in me will not be disappointed. When I'm your flag, when I'm your standard, when I'm your banner, when I'm your emblem, when I'm your symbol, you will not be disappointed. We love our country. Sometimes we're disappointed in our country. Jesus says, when I'm your flag, when I am your authority, when you honor me, Jehovah Nissi, your banner, you will not be disappointed. And he says to the Israel who he is faithful to the end, the Gentile nations will come, you will come, Jerusalem will be the capital city of the world, Israel will be the premier nation, and all nations of the earth will be blessed under the righteous rule of Jehovah Nissi, our banner. Look at Isaiah 62, verse 10. I hope you're still awake. We're getting to the very best part yet to come, all right? Isaiah 62, okay, we've got to go back to verse 6. Verse 6, I have posted watchmen on your walls, Isaiah 62, 6, O Jerusalem. Boy, Jerusalem's in the news all the time, isn't it? It's in the Bible all the time, too. I have posted watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest and give him no rest till he establishes Jerusalem. In other words, pray for God's help. Pray for the coming of the one who is our banner, our flag. He will establish Jerusalem. He will make her the praise of all the earth. Washington, D.C. is a powerful city in the world today. In the future, Jerusalem will be by far the most powerful city on earth. The whole world will praise the king at Jerusalem and his kingdom. Now look at verse 8. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his mighty arm. Remember Moses' outstretched arm? It's so interesting, the imagery that is so consistent through the Bible. God's strength, God's right hand. It wasn't Moses' hands up there that saved Israel. It was the appeal to God and praise to God, and God's mighty hand saved Israel from the Amalekites. It's tied together. Look down to verse 10. Pass through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, remove the stones and the obstacles, raise a banner, Nissi, for the nations. The King James Version says standard. Our flag is a symbolic standard. Raise the standard of Jehovah Nissi, the eternal God, ever the same, who will come and rule in the person of Jesus Christ from Jerusalem. Raise his banner for all nations, not just Israel. Look at verse 11. The Lord has proclaimed this. He's made proclamation to the ends of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, your Savior comes. Jehovah Nissi, the coming King, is our Savior. He came and saved us at his first coming. He comes as deliverer and ruler at his second coming. See, his reward is with him and his recompense accompanies him. For those of you that were in Bible study Thursday night in Matthew, Jesus was talking about his return and the judgments that would happen then, and his reward on those who placed their faith in him and recompense on those who refused him. And Isaiah here is saying the same thing as what we were looking at Thursday night in Matthew. It's an exciting book. It all fits together because it's all God's witness, like Will was saying. We're not even to the best part yet. Go back to Numbers, please. Numbers chapter 21. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, chapter 21. Got another story for you. We tie it into Christ and his cross and that Christian flag, and then we'll be done. Numbers and then John, stay with me. Numbers and John tie together like Isaiah and Matthew ties together. It all ties together. Numbers 21:4. They traveled from Mount Or along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom, but the people grew impatient on the way. You ever grow impatient? The Jews grew impatient, okay? They spoke against God, and they spoke against their human leader, Moses, who God had ordained. Ever grumble about those in authority over you? Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? God had done all those miracles to get him out of Egypt after 430 years of slavery, grew him from a family of 70 to a nation of 3 million. They're in the desert. They've been miraculously delivered, and they're grumbling and griping and complaining. God's done a lot for us too, and we still grumble and gripe, don't we? Yep, you can see yourself in every page of the Bible. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? The Jews complain against Moses and God. There's no bread, there's no water, and we detest this miserable food. I've never complained about any food I have to eat. Never. Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. God is a God of grace and mercy. God is also a God of judgment and righteousness. So the people came to Moses and said, we've sinned. Oh, they got the idea. The judgment made the point. We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you, Moses, your God's representative. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us. So Moses prayed for the people. Verse 8, And the Lord said to Moses, make a snake, a serpent, and put it on a pole. What is the word for pole? Nissi. Nissi. Put it on a standard. Put the snake up on a pole on a standard. Because the people were being bit by venomous snakes. Anyone who has the faith to look at the snake on the pole will live even though he's bit by a poisonous snake. Verse 9. So Moses made a bronze snake and he put it up on a pole. Nissi, a standard, a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake, if he had the faith to look and do what God said, he lived. He was delivered from the poison of his rebellion. The pole is Nissi. Now, what does that matter to me? Well, Jesus says it matters a lot. Go to John chapter 3. Jesus is Jehovah Nissi. And behind me on the stained glass window is an emblem of Christianity that is a Nissi, a symbol, an emblem, a banner. It's a pole. Okay? John chapter 3, verse 14. Jesus says, referring to his coming from heaven in verse 13, just as Moses lifted up the serpent or the snake in the desert on Nissi on a pole, so me, the Son of Man, Son of God, Son of Man, Savior of the world, Emmanuel, God with us, so the Son of Man must be lifted up on a Nissi, on a pole, that everyone who believes in him, the Son of Man, believes in me, may have eternal life. Jesus said, just like back there when the Jews were full of poisonous rebellion, if they looked to the pole, the Nissi, and they trusted me, I delivered them from their poisonous, sinful rebellion. Jesus said, it's the same way with me. The Son of Man must be lifted up from the earth. Between heaven and earth, I'm going to be put on a pole. And those who look to me will be delivered by the hand of God and rescued from the poison of their sin and guilt. You say, really, does it say all that? You bet it does. Look at John chapter 8. Jesus will talk about it further. John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse 28. So Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, he knew his destiny. He was going to be lifted up and nailed to that pole, to that cross, to that tree between heaven and earth. Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and I do nothing of my own but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. Verse 30, even as Jesus spoke, many people who heard him put their faith in him. Many people believed him. Jesus is sent by Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi is with Jesus. Jesus is Jehovah Nissi. He is the banner. He is the flag. He is the emblem of authority, the symbol of salvation. And Nissi is the pole of his cross. How about one more? John chapter 12, verse 32, 33. John chapter 12, verses 32 and 33. Jesus is talking about the same topic. John 12, verse 32. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, not if, when. He knew his destiny. He came to seek and to save the lost. He came to give his life a ransom for many. When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself. And he said this to show the kind of death he was going to die, just like he said earlier in John. Like in Moses' day, there was a nisi, a pole, the serpent was placed on it. People had to look in faith. They could be forgiven for their rebellion. I'm going to be lifted up on the cross of Calvary, and people who look to me and ask for forgiveness and trust me, I will deliver them from their poisonous rebellion and from their sin. That flag is a symbol of all that America is. That's why we love the flag. This flag is the Christian flag. It's the emblem or symbol of the Christian faith. Do you notice there's a cross on it? Look at this cross. You look at it all the time. And I am ever mindful that I am at the foot of it. That cross is Jehovah Nissi. That cross is Nissi. That is God, our help, our deliverer. That cross is the symbol and the emblem, the banner and the flag of our faith. It is the symbol of our salvation. The cross of Christ for the Christian is my banner, my flag, my symbol, my emblem. And the one who was nailed to it is Jehovah Nissi, who delivers me by his strong right hand. I've got crosses on clothes. I got crosses on jewelry. We got crosses on this building. Praise God, we got crosses all over America on all kinds of churches and hospitals. What's the big deal with the cross? Everything. It is the flag of our faith. It is the symbol of salvation, the symbol of the Savior and the salvation he provides. Jesus is Jehovah Nissi. What's the big deal with the names of God? Everything. God reveals himself in the Old Testament 40 names, and every one of them is significant, telling us who he is and what he wants to do for us. So this morning we've connected some dots. We've connected Independence Day in our flag. To the emblem of Christianity. The cross is a proper symbol. It is a flag of faith. And we've connected it to Sunday nights, where we're studying the names of God. We have one God. And like Will said, he's not just a cloud out there. God is spirit. He became the Son of Man. But God is, and we are created in his image. He is Jehovah Nissi. Jesus is Jehovah Nissi. And the cross for me is Nisi, my banner, my symbol, my emblem. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. The cross is the flag of our faith, the symbol of our salvation. Rejoice every time you see a cross. I like it when I see it on bumper stickers. Jehovah Nissi is Jesus. He delivers by his strong hand. Lord, we thank you for your word, how powerful it is. Thank you for how it all ties together. Thank you that you are witnessing to us about yourself in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, right on through to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in Revelation. Thank you that you witness to us about yourself and about your Son and about salvation. And Lord, it's my prayer that everyone here will look to you, Jehovah Nissi, and look to you, Jesus, and look to your cross where you said, Father, forgive them. And you said, the work of salvation is finished. It's finished. Lord, help us to place our faith in your finished work. For you are Jesus, the name above every name, and you are Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner, the Lord my flag. Lord, thank you for our time together today. Protect us, provide for us. Go before us and help us to look to you, not only for salvation, but for every single thing we need. For you are sufficient, Jehovah Nissi, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's stand together and sing.
Let's all stand, please. Number 365, please. 365. No one understands like Jesus. 365.
No one understands like Jesus. He's a friend beyond compare. Meet him at the throne of mercy. He is waiting for you there. No one understands like Jesus. When the days are dark and grim, no one is so near, so dear as Jesus. Cast your every care on him. No one understands like Jesus. Every woe he sees and feels, tenderly he whispers comfort, and the broken heart he heals. No one understands like Jesus. When the days are dark and grim, no one is so near, so dear as Jesus. Cast your every care on him. No one understands like Jesus. When the foes of life assail, you should never be discouraged. Jesus cares and will not fail. No one understands like Jesus. days are dark and grim. No one is so near, so dear as Jesus. Cast your every care on him. No one understands like Jesus. When you falter on the way, though you fail him, gladly fail him. He will pardon you. No one understands like Jesus. When the days are dark and grim, no one is so near, so dear as Jesus. Cast your every care on him.
Aren't the words to that song beautiful? The cross of Christ is our flag, and the Lord Jesus has a faithful hand to help us. That's why he's called Jehovah Nissi. And Jesus said, we're in his hand and we're in the Father's hand, and we're safe and secure because he's Jehovah Nissi. Have a great Sunday. See you tonight at 6:00.